Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I fly like Piper, get like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around,
you ever seen that movie?
Which one?
Pineapple Express. Slumdog Millionaire.
What? How do you hear this in here? Slumdog Millionaire.
I have never seen that song.
Hey.
No.
First of all, that's where this song is from.
That's not where this song is from.
Want to bet?
I do want to bet.
Go.
Well, I mean, it is also from Pineapple Express, just to be fair.
No, it's from Slumdog Millionaire first.
Oh, okay. Paper Planes movie soundtrack? You think that would be pretty good? This is going to take a little bit more research than I had anticipated. Not a quick Google. Not a quick.
So you're saying the first time that it was ever played was at Slumdog Millionaire? Yeah. Is that what you're trying to claim, Leroy?
Yeah.
That's crazy,
yes.
Dude.
That's crazy. Wait, here. What? No, keep going. What?
Man, I remember just being a pretty popular hit. Like, are you sure people didn't just say, hey, that's a good song. I want that in my movie?
Paper.
Fascinating.
Paper. Planes.
Well, you guys look that up. I'll let everybody know that the headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Well, you can't just say Slumdog. You
don't 2008.
Just to, okay, so, and?
What does that mean? Pineapple Express came out in 2008. We can't say that.
When did Paper Planes come out?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It came out, I think it came out.
Because if it came out before 2008, you're both wrong.
I'll take that. I'll bring him down with me. Damn it.
It was on the... okay.
It was also released in 2008. It was a good year for 2008, I guess.
No, it was... I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's the first time I heard that song.
Okay, well, but that doesn't mean that they invented the song.
You can't just throw this out here, dude. It's not like the Rocky theme song.
Paper Planes from the British recording artist M.I.A. first released on February 11th of 2008.
Ooh, which movie came out first then? Ooh, this is going to be crazy.
The Frog Boy.
Yeah.
It is the third single from her studio album, Kala.
Yes.
Co-written by her and Diplo. It appeared in the 2008 film, Slumdog Millionaire.
It did?
Apologize.
But it also appeared on Pineapple Express.
But that's what
the
it,
same year.
But Pineapple Express is not
oh,
in it. It's
get
not,
out
it's
of
Wikipedia.
Here.
Not in
I'm
it's Wikipedia.
Dude, oh, I'm
minus one, Frog Boy.
No way, dude. You don't take accountability. No one on this show takes accountability.
You take accountability.
Don't expect me to take accountability now. Jay Fig doesn't take accountability. Shamitha never takes accountability. Not that he asked to. What's the Slumdog release date? How about that? Ooh, after Pineapple Express. What are we talking about here?
Did it really?
Pineapple Express came out in August. Slumdog Millionaire in November.
Leroy apologized.
Let's go! Where's this accountability?
Dude, I'm telling.
Well, if one movie came out before the other, you can't claim that it was first from that movie.
Come on, dude. Come on.
What if it's on the soundtrack?
Ooh, that's a good
point. Soundtrack comes out after, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes out after.
Yeah, but if it's not on the Pineapple Express soundtrack, but it is on Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack, it was made for Slumdog Millionaire.
Huh. No, soundtracks come out the same time.
Yes,
it didn't come
I'm
out for the soundtrack.
You.
It came out on her own album.
Look at that.
It still could be on her own album.
Look at that.
And the album came out in February of 2008, which was before both movies.
Yeah, but they were being made. The soundtrack is out before the movie.
Schmeathen says Tobin is hot dog millionaire. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You know, you guys are both deflecting just because you're both disagreeing, so you want to fat
shame
me.
I'm yet again maturing is realizing how right I am all the time. I'm proud of you guys. We're getting there.
Look, MIA literally did an interview about that song for the movie.
So?
What's that mean? You pay me, I'm going to do an interview about anything.
Oh, my
God. I can interview about something I wasn't even
But how could you
for.
Say, Leroy, if one movie came out before the other, how could you say that she did it for that movie if both movies even came out months apart? She clearly didn't do
but
it for that movie.
She said she made the song for Slumdog Millionaire.
Where's the quote on that?
I need to see it. I need to see it.
Where's the quote on that?
I need to
oh
see
my
it.
Goodness. I'm telling you, the song was.
It doesn't even correlate with the movie, though.
It sure it does. The movie doesn't. So you're saying that the song comes? No, the soundtrack is made long before the movie.
I don't even know the words to that song, other than the first lines.
All I want to do is,
and then just hear the guns.
Yeah, right. And take your money.
Didn't she kind of go off the deep end, MIA?
Yeah. She's good, though. She's good.
J-Fig. Kyla spawned a hit to the Paper Planes, which capitulated.
What?
Which catapulted. I apologize.
What
words.
What the hell did you just say?
Well, it is a word. I just misread it.
No.
No, oh, you guys are both teaming up on me because you guys both are arguing over something stupid.
You just said capitulated instead of catapulted.
Catapulted to the success when it was used in the theatrical trailer for the 2008 film Pineapple Express. So if it was in the trailer, Leroy, you're dead ass wrong because that was before the movie.
Looks like you're trailing in this little argument here.
I'm calling the fight. Stop the fight.
They played the song in the movie of Slumdog Millionaire.
That's fine, but you're not right.
Okay.
It's my victory dance.
We capitulated here. I like
How odd is that?
How odd is
one
what?
One song played on two movies.
Not that odd. It was a very popular
song. No, not older movies, but I'm saying a new song.
Nah,
new
song,
same year.
That is rare. Mm. Just Google that MIA did a New York Times interview in 2009 saying Paper Planes was made for Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, and read the rest of that.
Yeah, read the rest of that, dude.
Read the rest of what he put up there.
And you guys are idiots for believing me.
That's good. That is good. Hook, line, and sinker.
The thing we have to remember here.
Capitulating about 2 seconds.
You guys can capitulate all you want, but the point is, Frogboy was right. I gotta tell you, Frogboy was right.
He wasn't right.
Frogboy was right. Minus one, Leroy.
Woo! I'm hot. I am on a hot streak.
And your box.
Minus one.
And your box.
You've been boxed.
Wow. You always seem to have that real close when it's me.
Amazon Prime.
Oh, and Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
What a good day. This is rough.
You're done?
I'm sorry. It's my fault. Sports.
We don't have time for sports. Panthers Utes tonight.
Yeah.
10 o'clock. You guys can hear that right here. 560 WQAM. You want a little chili pepper on the Cats tonight? Who we got in the pipes? Who's it? Do we even know who's in the pipes tonight? Have they even announced that?
Dreeks.
What?
Just throwing names out there.
I think he's in he's in the AHL. I don't think he's with the team.
Wow.
I'll carry three.
I'll put a little chili peppers. I mean, they owe us something, right? They've been leaving Bob out to dry recently. Maybe they had a nice
conversation. Should we go under? Should we go under on goals? Under, or do you think they bounce back tonight?
Bounce back. I mean, let's see. I did see last game, I believe. Right,
Panthers are favored.
All right.
Well, let's see what the Utes are doing this year. Because, I mean, they were the Yotes, so I can't imagine they're very good. But then again, you know, Vegas got really good fast, so.
Man, do I think they're going to win by two? Or do I just take the money in line? Because I think they're going to bounce back, dude. I'm taking
the Yotes. The Utes are meh. They're bottom third of the conference.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, we're definitely winning by two. I'm going to go for points. You know, points are always good.
Player props?
Yeah. Let's combine that. So we're going to take.
You want to go Verhage?
Verhage.
Score? Or do you want to just go points?
I'm going to go points for Verhage.
You're soft.
I'm going to go Reinhardt score, though.
Okay.
Come on. Am I still soft? Come on.
You sure you're going to parlay them?
Yeah.
Parlay Verhage and Sam Reinhardt points.
Yeah. All
right. So what do we got there? We got plus 120. I mean, you know, let's kind of step up to the plate a little bit here. If we go, you know, let's throw somebody. We got to throw a little bit of a wild card in there, right?
Wild.
So what if we go shots?
Ooh.
Okay. All
right.
Let's just say Evan Rodriguez over 1.5 shots.
Oh, he can do 2 shots.
He can do two shots, Leroy? What's
Come
that?
On.
That's nothing.
Man, you see those little bitty numbers in hockey, and you think, like, oh, that's easy. But sometimes they don't get any shots.
No goalie props up. Yeah, because I don't think we've announced who's goalie tonight.
It's a problem. That is the problem. How can I add some bang to my buck, dude?
Well, let's just say, let's take one of the Boquists. The Boquists have kind of been rolling lately.
Have they?
So what if we go with, you go Jesper, you go Adam Boquist. The Boquists have been, you know, kind of, the Boquist bros have been making things happen lately. I think you throw in the Boquist, bro. So if we go Rhino over half a point, Verhaeghe over half a point, Evan Rodriguez over 1.5 shots, and Boquist over a half goal.
Goal. Which Boquist, though?
I'm going Jesper.
Jesper. All right. We're getting to value now on this one.
Is it Jesper or Jesper?
That's a good point.
Exactly. Boquist, dude. So
Boquist. One of the Boquist bros.
So we go plus 1,500.
I'm liking this.
Those four things, not too bad.
I mean, come on. Come on.
It's spicy.
Got a little profit boost available.
There is a profit boost available, actually. 30% profit boost for me.
Yeah, same. You know, they only give that to you if you lose a lot. I found that out.
I do lose a lot.
I lose quite a bit.
I lost last night on the Heat. I took Jaime Jaquez double-double plus 1,100.
Damn.
I thought I was cooking, dude. I thought.
What did he end up with?
I think he ended up with 18-6. But he didn't play the fourth quarter. Like, Spo went with Jovich. So I wasn't upset because Jovich was doing Jovich things, but... Yeah, he got off to a hot start yesterday.
The Heat have to be one of the hardest teams to bet.
I agree with that.
It is pretty hard. Yeah, it is.
Because you have no idea who's going to score.
Yeah. And even like when you think you got a groove on something, you're like, oh, yeah, of course, Tyler Herro.
I tell you what I am doing.
What? Mm-hmm.
The first time Jimmy hits the floor is going to be under.
That's a good call.
Take a break. Back after this.
Much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard to sleep POWG, but somehow, somehow.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2. We got Rats Off a Ship coming up here shortly. To that. Charles Barkley yesterday weighed in on the Jimmy Butler drama after the NBA action. A fun night of NBA action around the league. And
I would bet he has a problem with what Jimmy's doing.
Well, I think you have a good pulse on Charles Barkley, Leroy. Here was Chuck on Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler has always been the guy who says, if you don't come to practice and play hard, I'm going to call you out. If you don't come to the games and play hard, I'm going to call you out. And now, when he's in this position and then he's getting suspended because he feels like he doesn't have the energy to play hard, when that has been his calling card. I remember the first contract that he got.
Not play hard, he just said he doesn't have joy in it.
Oh, no, first of all, that's total but joy makes you play hard.
Stop it, man.
This is not the podcast.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't want to hear all that stuff. This is all about money.
Of course it is.
So don't tell me he's not no joy. He wants a long-term contract.
And the guy said
don't
no.
Give so me
but he can say that.
He's good enough to say, I deserve a long-term contract.
And Pat Riley said no.
Okay,
no,
so
Pat Riley said no.
His joy is gone. You're right. So you're right.
He's going to make $55 million next year.
So what? Listen, there's a lot of bones making similar.
It's not the point. You have a contract, Shaq. You don't get to say, unless you extend me, I'm just going to quit playing.
He never says he's going to quit playing. Don't do
it. Well, he said he ain't got joy anymore.
Yeah, but
I bet he'd get joy if he gave him 3 more years.
Jimmy Butler quit. You can't even put that in the same
sentence. That's my point. But dude, when you say
can't put
joy,
that in the same quintus.
But my point is.
Man. All right.
Wow. Shaq coming to.
He's right.
He is right.
He's right. Like
it's like you say we can't say it. Like, we saw it. I don't have to say we
saw it. Right. Like, Chuck said, you can't. So what did we see?
Like, you guys
so
really.
What did we see?
You really
we
believe.
We can't unsee it.
Yeah. You really believe Jimmy Butler was taking one-legged threes and running to the corner because he was just doing his job. He was playing his role. Mm-mm. Nope. Not buying it. Here's a little
bit. I get it. Here's where I am. With this. Since when does not getting your money for 2 years from now have to do with you earning your money now.
Right. 100%.
That's the problem I'm having with this. Like, regardless of how much you hate your situation, regardless of how much you hate the fact you didn't get extended the way you wanted to, you are still making $50 million this year. Shouldn't you have to play for that $50
million? 100%. And it feels to me like if all of this stuff behind the scenes is true, and it seems like this is what it's pointing towards, that he will only go to one team that will extend him and seems to basically be holding out to play until that one team gives him his extension. It kind of feels to me like Jimmy Butler's trying to protect his body. Like, he doesn't want to get hurt, which kind of goes back to that weird OKC game where we saw him have a really nasty ankle twist, and then all of a sudden, nah, man, I was sick. It's like, well, I've followed Jimmy Butler's career enough to know that when he has an ankle twist, he doesn't like coming back until he's fully healthy. And knowing that that can happen a lot with him, is it crazy to think that he doesn't want to jeopardize the idea that he has a potential team on the hook for $60 million for an extra year of $60 million?
That's fine and great. Okay, but you hinder that from happening if you're not playing.
You hinder it from happening in the mind of like normalcy of actually getting trades to move along, because the team then has to suspend you for not trying. But in his mind, he's like, no, just trade me to the team that wants to pay me.
Isn't that?
It's a bad look. I'm not agreeing.
I don't think. At 35, is he being a little unaware of his situation?
Or overly aware?
Right. Because if he says, like, I better not go out there and show that I can't earn this $60 million 2 years from now.
Right. If he goes out there and he gets hurt again, or if he goes out there and isn't quite as good.
But if you here's the problem with that. That you've already clarified what you're about when you say, I'm not going out there and play for $50 million and risk injury so I can get $60 million 2 years from now.
Right.
Like, when did we, like, can you imagine going into work and saying that? I'm going to take a bunch of days off now because you guys won't extend me.
Galen, if you want me to finish the rest of the show, I want $60 million. Not now, but 2 years from now.
Sorry you feel that way.
I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
So, like, I think that's the issue that I'm having with this. I don't have a problem with Jimmy being mad about the Heat not extending him. I'd be irritated too. I'm not going to lie. But I do have a problem if he then decided, well, I'm not going to play this year, because that's not even what he told us.
Right,
because
if, like, in the worst case, if he did, like, let's just say, God forbid, he had a season-ending injury, it's not like Jimmy Butler doesn't have a safety net next year.
He still got $52 million.
Yeah, so it's like,
right.
But now it's kind of like, well, no, I want to make sure that this is maybe the last time people think of me as this guy to get the bag at the end when you know you're not going to be that guy at 37. And the Heat already said no.
Wait a minute. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get so mad at me when I basically said the same things to you?
I didn't get mad at you. I just disagreed with you. I didn't get mad at you.
But so now you're starting to say maybe even Jimmy feels the way that I...
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it does appear that that's what it is.
Right.
It does appear what that is. That's what,
like,
it is.
Yeah,
I was always under the impression, like, I guess naively was under the impression that he would come in here and play hard all season. And that would either lead to
so
the
was
Heat.
I. Listen, so was I.
You know? But it seemed to me, this is what I've looked at that last Detroit game where he balled out. Looked amazing. Days off. But he said afterwards, I despise losing. Maybe in that point he has a realization, this season's going nowhere. Maybe that's, I don't know what happened in those days. Goes out there for a few minutes against the Thunder. Ankle. Uh-oh. This could ruin everything. What if I have to be out for a certain amount of time? Nope, I'm sick. Then all of a sudden the trade noise kicks up over the holidays. I don't know, man. It just seems like it lines up a little bit too much for me.
All I have to go by is what Jimmy said and what he's doing.
Which is the opposite.
I don't know.
You want to hear some more Chuck?
Yeah.
Here's Chuck ripping wash players.
I deserve a better contract. I'm in my going into my last year. I deserve that. If y'all don't want to give me that, y'all can move me. That is, I could look at that and take it for fist off, but saying that you don't have, no, he said he didn't have joy. And I remember this is the same guy who slept in the gym before he got his big contract. I remember those times. Like,
so what's wrong with saying I don't have joy?
Because he don't have to. Because he just wants money. Just say you want an extension. If that's the truth.
See, and you know what bothers me about this? I don't understand why we as players, we've all been fairly compensated in our career. All of us. The notion that once you're past your prime, they got to keep paying you top dollar. I don't think that's right. They have paid him. He's making $50 million a year. Jimmy's been a hell of a player. He's been making $50 million. The notion that he's
so
the
player got paid past their prime?
Yeah, they had a contract. But he doesn't have one. And they're not going to pay him.
There you go. Inside the NBA yesterday.
But here. At this moment, the only thing that Jimmy Butler could have did was prove Pat Riley wrong. And instead, with his actions, he proved Pat Riley right. So more people are going to start siding with Pat Riley saying, no, if this is what we're going to get, I wouldn't pay him for an extra year. And so how do you know other teams aren't thinking this too?
And it seems like the other thing that's been interesting about this is, well, it seemed what we initially heard, which also doesn't turn out to be true, is, okay, there were other teams that were going to at least roll the dice and say, hey, what can Jimmy do for us this year? But it's not about that. Don't trade for me. What's it about? Right. Get to Phoenix.
Wouldn't it be something if you got to Phoenix and they go, I'm not extending you?
I don't think he's stepping on it. That's what I'm saying, Leroy. I don't think he gets to Phoenix. I don't think he's stepping on a court until that extension signed.
So who's going to do that?
I think Phoenix. I think that's why it's such a sticking point.
So when he comes back next Friday, you say he has to start. Now,
I guess.
Let me ask you this question. As a huge Heat fan,
mm-hmm.
based on what you've seen the last couple of games, would you want Jimmy starting if he's just going to
dog it?
Pettiness from not getting a contract for 2 years from now? Because he's shown you that, like, forget what he taught. I was all under the impression Jimmy going to be an all-star. He's going to ball out. He's going to play a whole bunch of games. Because that's what he made it sound like.
Right.
And now that he's not, when he comes back, if you didn't just throw him into the starting rotation, are you doing a disservice to the fans and the other people on that team?
I just don't think you can sit him. I don't know.
But what do you do?
I think he's got to tell Nico Jovic, you got to promise your boy. Because he's the captain now.
But again, you talk. You haven't answered the question. What do you do?
I think you got to play him. And if you're going to play him, that means start him.
Because
you know what I think? Because here's the
if
thing.
If he doesn't play,
if he doesn't play, then I guess it leads to shots. If he doesn't play, I guess it leads to another suspension. I think I think that you would be at such a stalemate at that point that you have to play up until the trade deadline. Which at that, I guess, would be 3 weeks away. I think you have to.
And do that to the other guys on your team? And do that to
no, but obviously, Leroy, I'm saying, like, if he plays against the Nuggets and dogs it again, then suspend him again. But I'm saying you got to get least. You can't just say, just sit down, don't play. You're here on the bench, but that's it.
And you can't bring him off the bench.
Right.
Well, you could lie and do like you need to recondition, and we're going to get him some minutes.
Yeah, we could lie. That's what we could all lie again and say he's sick.
Yeah. No, we could just say we want to get him. We don't want him playing a full game yet. We're going to work him back in.
Good line. If you want rats off a ship, I need 60 Odyssey points. But not now. 2 years from now.
Rats off a ship.
Back after this.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
What a lovely red shirt you have on today.
Hello.
See what we're doing there?
I wore this because I wanted this discussion.
Perfect.
I have
that shirt's orange.
Obviously, it's orange.
But you would agree, everybody on this screen would agree.
And you see how it's closer.
It's closer, but Leroy's trends more red.
Honestly, what I saw when I saw Leroy's sweatshirt was, I'm so glad there's more stars than just two.
Why?
Would be odd placement.
The placement. Yeah, exactly. It was very odd placement.
All nipple pasties.
Pasties.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. First of all,
when he was leaning back, I was very thankful.
Unless you're laying on your side, no nipples are this close together.
Well, unless you got them done, you know.
Unless they're taking a nap next, cuddling one another, they're.
It's funny you say that.
You watch Love Island; those things are pointed up always. What do you got today, Jennifer, for Rats Off a Ship? Sorry for making it weird.
It made it very weird. Okay, well, first, you know, let's go ahead and start with a little bit of heartbreak.
Wow.
Max Strus.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. He is styling new hair. Oh. And apparently another one that breaks my heart, Gabe Vincent, says it's time for a haircut.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So it's not good then.
All right.
I've got some visuals for you.
Let me see.
Here is Gabe Vincent's comment. He said, new year, hopefully new haircut.
Hopefully new haircut.
Max Strus is sitting under the basket. He's got a headband on. Oh. Oh.
That's not the Max Strus.
That is not the Max Strus we're used to.
Okay.
Yeah, when did he grow this much hair? That's my question. He wasn't playing.
Yeah.
True.
I think it's, look, I'm not rats off a ship. I think it's a good look for Max Strus. You know, he no longer is the, you know, has to have the clean cut look. He's got $70+ million coming his way. I think Gabe Vincent's hating.
Wow.
I'm not rats off a ship on his hair. Leroy?
Okay.
As a man who has no hair, all hair looks good.
All right.
So I'm not rats off a ship.
It's fair. I wouldn't say all hair. I mean, we've seen the Raiders owner. That's not good.
That's a haircut, though.
Okay. All right.
That's fair. Gabe Vincent's asking him to get a haircut.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Gabe Vincent, I mean, he's kind of messed with his hair from time to time.
That's the thing. He wants to be the only hair guy.
That's true. He does have really good hairstyles.
You think Gabe Vincent's jealous that Max Strus got that bachelorette interested?
Come on.
He goes, I'm the handsome.
He has somebody, so I don't think he's that jealous.
Well, you mean, think it's like maybe a thing, but there are friends, right? But like Gabe Vincent, even when he was a minimum player, handsome.
Very true.
But I feel like now he thinks that money.
So you think Max Strus is more handsome because he got a bigger bag?
No, I think what happens is that I think Gabe Vincent thinks Max Strus. I think he's thinking Max Strus is feeling himself a little bit. Rich Max Strus. He's like, it changed you, man. Look at that rich hair you got.
Wow.
Hell yeah, money changes you. What the hell people think?
Froggy?
I like the hair. I call that the Sean Hunter from Boy Meets World. It's like very 90s boy band-esque.
True.
I like it. I think he was looking good. The beard's looking good.
He looks like Creed. Get him out of there.
I wish he was success, though.
Hello, my friend, we meet again.
No, I'm not rats off a ship, but he does kind of remind me of Creed.
That's funny.
With shots wide open.
They all sound the same.
Is that Creed or Nickelback? Can't tell.
Samesies. Number two, J-Fig.
I'm not rats off a ship, by the way. All thanks right. for asking.
We knew you were. That was a good question. Why we even asked Jennifer? She wouldn't crop him out.
Nope. I would not crop him out. I would Photoshop myself around the entire photo, really.
Okay. Oh,
that's right.
Okay. So now we're going to go into Tyreek Hill. remaining with the Dolphins.
All right.
Just we got some audio on Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel. All right. What did Mike McDaniel have to say on the cheetah?
You know, we met for, I want to say, an hour yesterday. You know, I think there's the competitive spirit of his, you know, can represent, you know, post game, especially in a season or a game that nobody likes. It could allude to a relationship being one way. I think I was very direct with him. He was very honest, and you know, it was great terms that we were discussing. You know, discussed multiple things, including you know, without wavering that it's not acceptable to leave the game and won't be tolerated in the future. And he embraced accountability, and I wouldn't say there's anything necessarily to fix, as much as we had to clear the air in a rough and tumultuous situation.
Could you imagine having to sit through an hour meeting with him? That seems like punishment enough.
So here's the deal.
I cry.
Give it a couple of months. Tariq could be feeling better. He'll have that bad taste out of his mouth from the way the season went. And it'll be different.
Mm.
And if you know Tyreek Hill, you know this. So I don't like reactions right after heartbreak, right after disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking for trouble. So to then take everything that Tyreek said in that moment, when you could clearly see it kind of built up to that.
He was upset.
Right? That wasn't like he went into it to get that point. They just kept asking him questions and ended up getting to that.
It's a compounded problem, though. It's not just the press conference. The press conference comes off bad because you say everybody interprets it as you want out. It's the actions of the game where you know, you have that on top of it as well, which is why, to me, it pains me to say this, but I'm rats off a ship on him remaining with the Dolphins. I kind of feel like the damage is done there. Let it be known. And to be honest with you, like, to also hear all the late stuff and the coach and all that, just feels like to me, hey, it was a fun run, but you tell me this guy's going to get older if things aren't perfect next year, or let's just say Tua does get hurt again. This isn't going to flare up again. I just feel like football mentality, they're going to get in front of this, try and see what value there is for him and get rid of him.
1 week in May, the first week of May, this could all be fixed. First day of minicamp, Tyreek gets in front of the team, takes accountability, and we move forward from that. That's it. Got players understand all this. He'll get in front of the team if he's here. He'll say, as a leader, I have to respect the rules more than anybody. I have to be more accountable than anybody. And I wasn't.
So you are.
And everybody's like, okay, Reek, don't worry about it, buddy. We in this. We got you. Now, Steven said it perfectly. Seems like that would be a cold day in hell, because a lot of times people double down and won't take that path.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, then we have a whole nother discussion.
So you're not rats off a ship? You think he stays?
I'm not rats off a ship. I think he stays because I think he wants to be here, and I think that he will, you know, say the necessary things to be here.
What about you, Jennifer?
I'm rats off a ship, to be honest.
Rats off a ship.
Done with the cheetah.
I'm over this nonsense.
Now, if he had 1,700 yards, would you feel differently?
I think he would feel differently.
Exactly.
Don't you think that plays into it?
I think that conversation, the way it started and where it ended, was heading that way because of the circumstances of the team more than anything.
Yeah, but if you...
Because guess what? He would have had 1,000 yards if he just caught the damn ball.
Maybe, but I think also...
Well, what part of that are we not recognizing?
But I also think that he does, like, the thing of, well, 1,700-yard or 1,800-yard cheetah, good team, less than 1,000-yard cheetah, bad team.
As a player, as a person in the organization who has a bird's-eye view of what's going on, when you see the circumstances and the situation surrounding your team,
mm-hmm.
right, don't you have to understand what's going on more than we do?
Didn't you just tell us yesterday that receivers have a tough time of that?
Oh, dude, they're so bad. They're so bad, dude. And part of the reason why is, and I'm going to tell you why, in fairness to them,
mm-hmm.
right, to go to a receiver and ask him why you only had 3 catches and expect an answer, that is unfair to them when 3 things have to happen for them to get the ball. You got to get open. The offensive line has to protect. Quarterback has to throw an accurate ball. So to go to them and say why you didn't catch 6 or 7 balls and put them in that spot, a lot of them get defensive. So, well, while I do, like, there's no other diva position in the NFL like wide receiver.
What about you?
Right?
What about you, Froggy?
I am rats off a ship, not because I'm tired of him. I'll take another season on him. I think Tua's tired of him, if I'm being honest.
Hmm. He did go to his store the other day.
He did, because he's a nice guy. But I do think those comments where it's like, if you want, you know, you want more reps, Jonnu's getting the reps kind of thing. I think he's kind of tired of the Tyreek and Tua have a great relationship as long as Tyreek is doing the thing, you know?
Oh, so you think he's jealous? He's like, hey, you're going to throw to Jonnu. Jonnu gets exactly. The balls now.
That's why he's upset. I mean, Jonnu set a record in the last game, and the other guy quit.
He probably hates the tight end because Tyreek Hill likes it when it was just Durham Smythe. No one's going to throw to Durham Smythe.
He loves Durham Smythe.
Yeah,
Julian
again,
Hill, too.
Again, like, if that's the way you feel, you at least have to accept the fact that you dropped a lot of passes.
I think that goes back to Stunt Steve's comment.
I know. And that, like, and again, in the real world, again, and I say this all the time, in the perfect world, yes, people would be more aware. But he's right in that if he's making these comments, clearly he is not fully accept the fact, what role did I play in this?
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Gladly. So there's a new thing going around, mm-hmm. and it's very popular in Poland, to the point that there is a wait list.
Cheese in it? Running down the hill for cheese? That's English.
Going to a cuddling salon.
Excuse me?
You said cuddling?
You heard that.
A cuddling salon?
Wow. Like a cuddling salon, yes. Uh-huh.
So you just go to a place and they hold you?
Do cuddling salons have happy endings?
You know, well, I feel like if that were to be brought here,
only if Robert
the
Kraft is going.
That would.
Yeah, a Miami like cuddling thinking. Session.
I'm just sure. like this. So there's.
Mm.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm. It's hug therapy, Leroy.
Everybody's a little spoonier.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask a question? When you go to the cuddling salon,
yeah.
are the women attractive? I can't get cuddled by a linebacker.
No, well, I mean, maybe women. There's all different kinds.
Wouldn't that be a better cuddle for you?
Who says they're women?
Not really. Listen.
I'd work at the cuddling salon. No discrimination
no, but
here,
you
buddy.
Understand what I'm saying?
This is somebody named Alexandra Kasparek.
Ah.
She's a CPH.
Okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, pretty. you going, listen.
Hmm. But I want to know, is it hugs? Only her, though?
No.
I'm just saying.
I feel like there has to be more.
I'm just saying, if it's about cuddling, why all the girls got to be attractive?
I guess they don't. I don't know.
I don't know. But apparently they
nobody wants to get cuddled by an ugly girl.
Leroy, stop with the looks. This is supposed to be about
love.
Okay.
Okay. To learn again that touch is not only associated with physical pain, but touch is something nice, pleasant, and soothing.
Yeah. Okay, great.
By that properly.
Okay, let me say,
I'm going to apply.
If I go in there to get
the cares and worries disappear, and life like becomes this. Beautiful and safe again.
If I go in to get cuddled, and I've had a bad day, and I want to, you know, like with all that stuff you just said.
Yeah.
And Nanny, Nanny McPhee comes into the room to cuddle me, I'm out.
What?
Would you rather be cuddled by Holly Berry or Nanny McPhee?
Seems like you're going for the wrong reasons, though, Leroy.
Exactly. And that's why I say, if you bring it here to South Florida, it loses its
meaning. Correct. Wait a minute. I'll accept that from Jennifer. What? Not you.
Why? I would go there with whomever is willing to give me the love and caressing that I deeply need. Just a squeeze.
That is a lie.
Sometimes you just want to be loved.
Wait, if me and you went to the cuddle place, and we gonna get cuddles, right?
But see, it doesn't just start off with cuddles, Leroy. They show up, they drink coffee. This is someone that she had with him.
It's an experience.
This is one patient. It's not the whole thing, you know?
Okay.
But he showed up, he drank coffee, they played a board game together. Later on, he played me his favorite songs, and I held his hand gently the whole time. See, it's not even like that, the way you're trying to
put it. Oh, it's like you're paying for a date.
Well,
yes,
yeah, but
they have to be very nice to you.
Yeah, but it says if any boundaries are... It sounds if any sexual boundaries are crossed, the session ends immediately.
Oh, okay.
There's a no-fly zone.
I love that.
Strictly cuddling. That's fine. That's fine.
I felt like I needed this after the King's
Loss. We know how these medical places, right? Happy ending was not made up from, like, nothing.
They just go into this Polish cuddling salon. Excuse me.
Now listen, maybe I'm being a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Skeptical.
Yes. Yes,
you're being a cynic. That's what you're doing.
I am. Wow. You know why? Because I promise you that the dude went in there and saw his cuddling buddy and goes, "Oh, she's attractive. All right."
Well, I'm sure if one looked like a hobgoblin, they're probably not a wait list for that.
Now, bro, it's all about the cuddling, though.
I don't appreciate you. You want to be relaxed, you know?
Hobgoblin, it shouldn't matter.
I still want to know, though, like, are they always the little spoon? Like, how does this work?
Yeah, for sure. That's a good question.
No, they're not laying down, dude, and doing little spoon stuff.
I see a bed in the picture.
No, they lay down, for sure.
It is decorated with fluffy pillows and the blankets, and there's music playing in the background that's calming.
Don't look at me like that, Leroy. It is decorated in a royal style.
For some reason, there's a shower and
a lot of.
Wait. So after you cuddle, you take a shower?
No, I think before you take a shower. She wants everybody to smell nice. Absolutely. You don't want a stinky cuddler.
Yeah. What do you need a shower after?
I don't want an ugly cuddler either.
Leroy, you're
dissuading me from applying, Leroy. I was going to give it a shot, but I'm making it feel like no one's going to pick me.
I'm just saying, let's keep it real.
Then I'm going to need a cuddler.
Marcos, aren't you like someone who enjoys being held?
Yeah, I
like
give massages. I'm a very handsy person. Just, you know, I comply with all HR rules. But I'm a very handsy person. If anybody ever wanted to just experience this, it'd be someone like me, you know? Just need a little hug sometimes, you know?
So
what you're saying is you're not rats off a ship, right?
I'm totally not rats off a ship.
I don't think I'm rats off a ship either. I'm sending in my application. So. Sounds like something I need after tough heat losses. See?
I'm rats off a ship.
You do need that.
Yeah, okay. You have somebody for that.
Yeah.
I called a wife.
But see, this person might be able to just be like, listen to, like, she'll like constantly
be on the bed. Okay, then why is there a bed in a shower?
Because sometimes my wife gets tired of hearing about me whining about the heat, you know? Right. So I need somebody to be like, why won't Spoke give Nico more minutes?
Yeah, no one's meaner to me than my wife, actually.
No, question. Question. Why is there a bed and shower?
I don't know.
You
want to
be hygiene, dude, for hygiene.
Leroy.
There's a shower in the radio station.
Were you supposed to cuddle on the floor?
What kind of cuddling are we doing?
Cuddling is cuddling on a chair. It's weird.
So they're cuddling. What you just said, they're holding hands.
Cuddling
and
connotes
whatever,
a bed.
And then there's a bed and a shower. I ain't buying it. Nope.
You don't know what's going on in Poland.
Rats off a ship.
What aesthetic.
Rats off a ship.
Take a break.
I get that kind of cuddling with my wife.
Back after this.